Manu Patra alerts dated the 16th of October 2019. Special Delhi court has issued a production warrant against former Union Finance Minister P. Chidambaram after he was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate in connection with the INX Media alleged money laundering case. The court issued the production warrant against Chidambaram after questioning him for about 2 hours at the Tihar jail. Apex Court has asked the Jammu and Kashmir administration as to why it has not filed a reply on a plea by the wife of a Malaysia-based NRI businessman challenging his detention following abrogation of provisions of Article 370 of Constitution of India. The court observed that the matter relates to personal liberty and the J&K administration should have filed its reply on the plea. Delhi High Court has sought the reply of MLA and gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari and six others, who were acquitted in the 2005 murder case of BJP leader Krishni Anand Rai, on a plea filed by the wife of the victim. The court admitted the appeal of Alkara and issued notice to the persons acquitted in the case. Supreme Court has extended by 4 weeks the interim protection from arrest granted to civil rights activist Gautama Navlakha in the Koregaon Bheem violence case. However, the court asked Navlakha to approach the concerned court to seek pre-arrest bail in the case. Supreme Court has ruled that a state legislature cannot enact a law providing an appeal directly to the Apex Court of India. The court struck down subsection 2. Of Section 13 of the Chhattisgarh Rent Control Act, 2011 insofar as it provides an appeal directly to the Supreme Court holding that the same is totally invalid and ultra-vires the Constitution of India. Supreme Court has ruled that subsequent purchaser of the property after issuance of notification under Section 4 of the Land Acquisition Act, 1894 cannot invoke the provisions contained in Section 24 of the Right to Fair Compensation and Transparency in Land Acquisition, Rehabilitation and Resettlement Act, 2013. Supreme Court has upheld a service rule of providing accelerated promotion on the basis of higher educational qualifications. The court was concerned with the promotion quota pertaining to the Irrigation Department cadre of the state of Uttarakhand for promotion from the post of junior engineer to the post of assistant engineer. Supreme Court has clarified that GPA sales and SAGPAWILL transfers are not legally valid modes of transfer and they do not convey title and do not amount to transfer nor can they be recognized a valid mode of transfer of immovable property. Telangana High Court has directed the striking state transport employees to call off their agitation and sit for talks with the state government. The court asked the state government to appoint a full-time managing director of the Telangana State Road Transport Corporation and submit the report on negotiations. Madras High Court has directed the central and state governments to reconsider the policy of not allowing scheduled castes, scheduled tribes students to avail post-matric scholarship while joining courses under management quota in self-financing educational institutions. The court gave the direction while rejecting public interest litigation challenging the Union Social Justice and Empowerment Ministry communication in this regard. Kerala High Court has issued notice to superstar Mohanlal on a petition that the permission granted to him to keep elephant tusks should be cancelled. The court, after hearing the petition filed by a former Forest Service official, ordered the notice to be served to the superstar and posted the case for further hearing. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government to ensure implementation of the Education Department's circular regarding the installation of fire safety systems in all schools in the national capital and to take action against violators. The court directed the Education Department of the Delhi government to take requisite action against the schools which were not adhering to its circular of March 2011 after giving them a proper hearing. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi Development Authority to maintain status quo with regard to demolition of a slum on the banks of the Yamuna River and asked it to rehabilitate the people it had displaced as winter was coming and they had nowhere else to go. The direction came on a plea moved by the residents of the slum, who alleged that the demolition commenced on the 9th of October without sending them a show cause notice. Karnataka High Court, KHC, has observed while setting aside an acquittal order and convicting a man on charges of raping a minor girl that the very evidence of victim inspires confidence of the court that accused subjected her to sexual act, and even in the absence of medical evidence the court can come to the conclusion that victim was subjected to sexual assault. Delhi court has granted permission to the Enforcement Directorate to question Chidambaram. The court, however, said, "It's not in the dignity of this person that you interrogate and arrest him here in public view." Furthermore, it said the ED in this case had moved the application seeking production warrant of the accused as he was in custody in case being investigated by the Central Bureau of Investigation for the predicate offence. Reserve Bank of India has issued guidelines on on-tap authorization of payment systems, including minimum net worth criteria for different players, with an aim to encourage innovation and competition. RBI has said that it has been decided to offer on-tap authorization for Bharat Bill Payment Operating Unit, Trade Receivables Discounting System and White Label ATMs. Securities and Exchange Board of India has directed the stockbrokers and depository participants to submit quarterly reports containing information on cyber attacks and threats experienced by them in 15 days after the end of the quarter. For the quarter ending on the 30th of September, 2019, quarterly reports need to be submitted not later than the 30th of November in a specified format. Securities and Exchange Board of India has observed that a person identified as a promoter, even if he is not acting as a promoter of the company, exercises no control, plays no role in the management and does not hold any position, should comply with insider trade and regulations. In an informal guidance given to Apollo Tricoat Tubes, SCBI observed that a person identified as a promoter is required to comply with the code of conduct requirements, as they apply to other designated persons.